The children of Gomer are specifically named in the book of Hosea for a reason. The name of the boy, Jezreel, was given to the first child of Gomer as a symbol of the evil nature of the dynasty of Jehu, which began with much bloodshed in Jezreel. The name also symbolized that God will sow seeds of prosperity after the destruction. The name of the girl, Lo-Ruhamah, was given to the second child of Gomer to symbolize the change in Israel's status before God following his judgment. The name of the boy, Lo-Ammi, was given to the third and final child of Gomer to pronounce God's rejection of Israel. The name Ammi was the new name to be given to the restored Israel in the day of redemption. The Lord warned Israel multiple times to turn from their sins. God allowed them to be led captive so promptly by their enemy, they were not even allowed to bury their deceased loved ones. Ezekiel, the prophet, shows this illustration when he was commanded by God not to mourn that his wife was taken by God. During the night, God told Ezekiel that in the evening his wife would suffer a stroke and be taken by God. Ezekiel was told by God not to mourn for her death. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn, nor weep, nor shall thy tears run down. Ezekiel 24, verse 15 through 16. God told Ezekiel not to prepare her body after death, or mourn for her, only go about with his daily task as a priest. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. Ezekiel 24, verse 17 through 18. The people of Israel said to Ezekiel, Why are you not preparing a proper funeral ceremony for your deceased wife's body?